If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Yeah, we flew all the way to Miami so we could hang out at Norwegian Cruise Line's Innovation Lounge, where they put everything together before the ship is ever born. And it turns it into this magical floating paradise, right? Mm-hmm. Including the food, including the dining experiences. And so our friend Christian Proch is here. How do you say your name, Christian?
It's not easy to approach.
Christian Proch.
Oh my
the vice
God.
President of food and beverage operations. You know, I will say, back in the old days of cruising, it was like Las Vegas. People would just go for the buffet. And there was just long lines of just, you know, food that all looked brown and gross. And those days are done. Now you can actually travel around the world through what you eat on any cruise that Norwegian gives you. And so they just announced yesterday, and this is all you're doing, right, Christian?
That is correct.
The new first upscale Thai restaurant called Sukhothai. Oh, and we're about to sample some Sukhothai in a second, right? And also you have this dedicated plant-based venue called Plantery, or Plantery if you're French. Right? Yeah. And then the new wine bar concept called Swirl. Let's talk about this. Christian, growing up in Germany, in a little town that's probably smaller than a lot of the ships that Norwegian sails, right?
Correct.
How'd you fall into your passion for what you're doing today?
I like to say it's half luck, half brains. I found a passion by my parents actually introducing me to a lot of ingredients, amongst other also green curry. It's one of the experiences where they found out how spicy food could be.
Right.
And I just built onto that experience and or exploration and building a real passion for it.
Well, all the different food venues that you have on Norwegian Cruise Line ships, it is a truly global experience. I cannot give me a list of some of the countries, some of the cultures that we're eating when we go in Norwegian.
We cater to the entire world, you know, with our itineraries and all the destinations that we're going to. By default, and you know, due to our great company, we also employ a lot of crew that comes from those various countries. So we do lean into the experiences that they can bring to us and use and or entertain any ideas that we can put on the plate. One of them has become Thai, and let me just say, Sukhothai means dawn of happiness. And that is something that I'm really excited about, because we're bringing new flavors to our offering that has not been in that capacity on our fleet. So it's a really great endeavor.
So Thailand, India, Mexico,
Spain.
Italy.
Italy.
France.
Name another letter.
Exactly. My point is this, Christian. You can't be crazy about all these cuisines. I mean, there's some of them have to be like, okay.
No, but I am, and this is obviously what I represent. You know, I was fortunate and really privileged to travel the world and experience the ingredients in season, in region, and also share that knowledge with some of the locals. When you dive and or delve into that passion, and you can bring that also to the guests that are traveling, might not be able to go around the world in the same capacity, but we bring that flavor to them on our destination as a cruise experience.
Last night we were talking, and I was telling him that teppanyaki is my favorite out of all the restaurants.
Japan.
And yeah. So I said to him, what's your favorite? And he said, well, that's like asking me to name my favorite child. He's like, I cannot do it because they're all so important to me.
There is a favorite, Christian.
I heard people have favorite children, too.
You be quiet over there.
I have favorite co-hosts.
Uh-oh.
No, really. Christian, if you were not on your ship, you were just out and about, just enjoying a meal somewhere on Earth. You know what I really want tonight? I want boom. It's your typical go-to cuisine.
There is something that we cannot replicate on board, and that is open flame. So I tend to go for wood fire grilled items.
Right.
That is something that I cannot replicate on board, unfortunately. Although we use in the Cagny Steakhouse, for example, a cedar plank where we cook our ocean trout on, and some other tricks of the trade that we can replicate some of the flavors. But that true, the heat and that flavor coming from a wood fire.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that. Another reason you love sailing along with Norwegian, no open flames.
Yeah, thank God.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Safety. Yeah. It's about safety. Okay, what
we'll
do we
keep
eat?
The fire is to ourselves.
That's you, and that's you.
Okay, so what are we eating here?
In front of you, you have a Thai green papaya salad. It's one of the staples that we dare to serve, because replicating the flavors really comes also with someone experiencing it coming from either Bangkok or wherever they have visited in Thailand. And the flavors do differ. The lime does taste different. The papaya has a different texture. So we have to take that into consideration and replicate it as close as we can. So here we have our version that has carrots and peppers and the green papaya that is shaved, and it's mixed with fish sauce.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You didn't tell me that before.
Lime juices,
it.
Cilantro. You have some chopped peanuts, and it just marries beautifully together.
And by the way, Deanna, there are peanuts here.
Yes, that's why she's on the other side of the room. Yeah.
Okay, so this, I smell some green curry here. What is this here?
So this is actually a coconut chicken soup, tom kha gai.
I'm sorry, pardon me?
Tom is not in the room. It's literally translated coconut chicken soup.
Okay, perfect.
So the name derives from that. And the flavors that come through there is galangal, which is the brother or the sister of ginger, lemongrass, coconut, and then, your favorite cilantro.
That's delicious.
I overlooked the cilantro on this. This is good.
It is so good.
This is good.
Oh, my goodness.
I love
that's
good
amazing.
Curry. Scary, give us your review. Here we go.
First of all,
here we go.
The salad bursting with so many flavors.
Yes.
I could taste it all. And I'm a cilantro guy. And I love it. And the peanuts, the medley, they mix together like a symphony of flavors in my mouth.
We were at the table last night. I said to Christian, I said, your job is Scary's dream.
It really is.
This would be what he would want to do.
If I ever get fired from this show, I would want to taste food. And
let's do it. Let's make your dreams come true.
Oh, wow.
You have a new assistant coming.
And the soup is outrageous now, too.
I know, isn't that great?
Oh, the soup's amazing.
And so, Chef Mike, thank you as well for helping out
with
it.
Thank you, guys. This is awesome.
Ugh. This is incredible. And so, but you do more than just the food. I mean, aren't you into the design features of these incredible restaurants? When I walk into Sukhothai, Emma just walking to a table and eating, there's all sorts of things around me.
There's a lot of innovation.
Yeah, it was all innovated right in this room.
Correct. Obviously, it's also a collaboration, from the design team, how they use elements from Thailand to building the restaurant scenery, I would say, and us coming in, building a food and beverage program around it. So we do obviously decide long term what is our idea, where do we want to land, who do we cater to, and then we travel and experience the various restaurants that we can see, we identify. identify with and what we can replicate. We have a great team that works diligently on ideation as well as in our test kitchen as well as our bar. So there's a lot of eating and drinking involved. Somebody's got to do it.
Sounds awful.
Wow.
What a pathetic life you guys are living here. But, and it goes back to something, a little reach around here, is something you said earlier. You look at the family of people who work on Norwegian Cruise Line ships, and they're from all around the world. So if ever someone from Thailand's walking by, you can say, hey, come here, taste this. Is this something your grandmother used to make for you? I mean, they can test it live on a cruise.
Yeah.
That is correct. We do have to be a little bit careful, for the lack of a better term. You know, our spice level would not be akin to what you would experience.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, then we have to innovate new sewage systems. We'll leave it at that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Well, look, Kristen, thank you so much for being here. And you and Chef Mike, thank you. This is such a treat. Scary is about to explode because I made him stop eating in the middle
of it. Can we take a break? My soup is getting cold.
I know. I'm sorry. My apologies to you and everyone listening.
Cornucopia flavor.
But so, I mean, thank you for sharing your passion, because that's obviously a major part of what drives this successful relationship you have with Norwegian.
And the great team.
Come on there, Gandhi.
Oh, my, Thai food is my favorite food. I've been texting Andrew to come over here and have a bite of it, because we go get Thai food all the time.
No, he's in the Biscuit Innovation Lounge.
I know, yeah. But Tonka soup is his favorite. So I'm trying to have him have a bite before I eat it all.
And this soup is ridiculous.
It is so good.
It's so good. It is so good.
Well, he's not so touching good. Mine. All right.
Get over here.
Kristen, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. From NCL Vice President of Food and Beverage Operations, we're back from the NCL Innovation Lounge after this.